You're listening to another episode of Moo Monkey. On this episode, we'll be talking about Deadpool 2, directed by David Leitch. And for those of you who haven't seen the film, there will be spoilers.
So, Deadpool 2 sees Deadpool return, again played by Ryan Reynolds. After having gone through a personal tragedy, he's kind of given up on life and his mercenary ways and just doesn't really see the point of going on. He thinks he's lost everything. He is then confronted by Cable from the future, who has come back to stop his own personal tragedy and kill a young mutant boy who Wade Wilson happens to be sharing a cell with after he gets incarcerated.
Yeah, Firefist.
Terrible name.
Played by the young New Zealand actor who was in Hunt for the Wilder People,
Julian Dennison. Hunt for the Wilder People is amazing.
Yeah.
He
basically plays the same character in this film as he played in that film. So if you liked him in that, you will like him in Deadpool 2.
Doesn't have the mutant powers. Hunt for the Wilder People.
That's true.
Sam Neill would not have lasted.
They basically took that character and gave him mutant flaming fists.
Gave him a terrible name.
But yeah, the movie came in with like a huge amount of expectation behind it. Two years ago, Deadpool, was sort of a sleeper hit. Like, kind of came under the radar for a lot of people because it's not one of Marvel's most well-known characters, in the mainstream at least. Like, comics fans love him, but I would say mainstream, probably not that well-recognised.
And the first one was a bit of a lower budget. And again, like a bit more of an unknown quantity and didn't really advertise it so much.
Well, that's the thing, I don't think the studios even wanted it to come out. It was sort of footage leaked of it and it gained so much sort of press and everyone was calling for it so much, they eventually relented and said, yeah, we'll release it.
I think,
give it a budget.
I think like they've been trying to make Deadpool for like years and years and years.
And
like
it's
decades.
Been a passion project of Ryan Reynolds. But after the first film made a huge amount of money.
We both loved the first one.
I think it was the highest rated R-rated comedy. It was the highest earning R-rated comedy that to date. Which really sort of showed them that people will go to see these sort of foul-mouthed, puerile humour
movies.
But
gory.
Yeah, and very gory. Because it's something they've always steered away with the X-Men thing. They, like, try and keep it for the kids, like, or at least, like, acceptable that kids can come watch it. But Deadpool just goes out there, very bloody, gory, swearing.
Yeah.
And people loved it. So here we are with the sequel. And I think it was a lot of expectation and some trepidation that it's not going to live up to what people thought of the first one. Mm. So did it?
Second one?
Yeah.
Well, I think with the first one, like I really loved it. It was really sharp and it was really slick and it was just really well done, poking fun at the genre, and it was most importantly like really hilarious, which is what you would want from a Deadpool movie. And it was quite gory and quite out there, and it pushed the boundaries. And I think with like a second one, it's hard to kind of capture that freshness.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these movies, like Kick-Ass and Kingsman, when they first come out, it's like, oh, this is really refreshing. Like, they're really changing what you can do with this kind of genre of movie. And with a second one, it's always a bit of a risk. And obviously, it's done quite well. And the studio's like, oh, well, it's making money. So I feel like they've tried to maybe make it slightly more palatable for some people in a way. I feel like it's kind of been toned down because I've changed the director. I feel like it's kind of changed the feel, and this one felt a bit more.
Well, I felt they amped it up in this, but I felt this was more of the top than the first one.
I feel like with the jokes, they've really pushed the jokes further, but I feel like, you know, the first one, there was people's heads getting cut off and he was kicking them across the road. There's people being splattered against signs.
Okay.
I feel like this one has kind of been toned down to be more like what you would associate like a superhero movie to have with, like, just kind of stereotypical kind of fight scenes, like people hitting each other. Whereas the first one, he was cutting people's heads off and, you know.
Well, I think people say it was Tim Miller who directed the first one.
Yeah, and now it's like.
And they said, like, he's very good at directing action sequences. Mm.
But now they've got David Leitch, who did, like, Atomic Blonde and John Wick. So, I mean, it's a person that can do... If anything, I feel like this one's geared more to the action sequences.
But he does different style action sequences. So
but I feel like more what you'd associate with...
I felt, like you said, the humour, they went cruder this time with the humour and some of the swearing and the kind of adult jokes. They definitely pushed the boundaries with some of them. The action sequences, I wasn't too keen, like, the earlier ones, but, like, the later when they had, like, the big, like, they went bigger with the action sequence, I felt, than the first one. Kingsman and Kick-Ass are, like, a really good comparison to make. I hadn't thought of that. Because those two both, like, the sequels, like, tailed off. Like, they couldn't recapture the magic. I felt they kept the magic.
I'm not saying, like, I feel like this is far better than Kingsman 2 and Kick-Ass 2. But I'm just feeling like, it's done so well, and the studio's maybe saying, like, oh, we need to maybe...
You don't have the surprise element, and I feel like an origin story, which the first one was, is somewhat easier to do because it's interesting in itself how the character got to where he is. Whereas a sequel, you kind of already have the character. It's hard to then make that as interesting as an origin story. But I felt Cable's story was quite cool. Yeah, Josh Brolin was fantastic comedic timing and as an action star.
Josh Brolin was really good. He wasn't in a super amount of time. I also liked how they had the X-Force characters, in particular like Domino.
Yeah.
Zazie Beetz was really good. Again, wasn't it that much. It felt like this one kind of felt a little bit like, oh, they're trying to like team up with stuff and start the X-Force thing because, you know, that could keep that'll keep money coming in.
But I really liked
how they did it because, like, there's certain scenes and you feel like, oh, they're just doing X-Force and you've got, like...
But again, it was sort of a commentary on, we've had the Justice League movie and the Suicide Squad movie.
I get what they're doing, but I feel like maybe they've been told to do an X-Force and they've kind of been like, okay, I'll do it, but they kind of get these other people in. You had, like, spoilers, you've got, like, well, obviously you've got Terry Crews and things like that, and you had Brad Pitt being Vanisher very briefly. and I really liked introducing, like, Peter, like, Rob Delaney, just the guy who's just there with his moustache, and he's just, you know, so they had, they just want to be part of it.
But they did subvert it.
They did subvert it.
That's what I like about Deadpool. It's, but like, also, they subvert a lot of the tropes.
They did, but also I feel like they were trying to make, in the first movie, like, Deadpool was, like, he was talking to himself, he was a bit out there, he was like, I don't want to be part of any team, I'm Deadpool, I don't need anybody. And this one, it's like, oh, we need an X-Force immediately. And they tried to make him, and I get he's gone through, like, a loss, but they really tried to, like, hammer home the emotional bit of it, and there's a lot more Wade Wilson in this than there was in the first one, where it was, like, he's Deadpool. And there's a lot more about the mask.
You didn't like the emotional stuff?
No, it's not that I didn't like it, I just feel like they tried to really go for it, and I feel like in the first one, if they'd done that, they would have poked fun at it a bit more.
I felt like in the first one, his relationship with his girlfriend was really strong.
Mm.
I didn't feel that as much with him and the kid. Like, I didn't really get into that part of the film. But fortunately, like, from the trailers, it made it look as though that was going to be a major part. But it's actually not that important if you're not that into that relationship, because there's so much other stuff going on and there's other reasons why they're fighting and things. Like, to sum it up for me, I felt like some of the jokes hit a lot harder in this film. Like, there were a lot funnier moments in this film.
They were hilarious ones.
But I felt like they were spaced out more. Mm. Like, there's a lot of downtime where, like, not a lot was happening.
Yeah.
And you wait for, like, there's a couple of, like, hilarious scenes. And then with some of the plot, it was, like, dragging a little bit until they got to the next, like, really funny bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking it, because I really enjoyed it and I really think it's a good sequel. But I just feel like they toned down certain aspects of the first one that I thought were really good. And the first one just felt like really, it was a really tight bit of filmmaking. It knew where it was going, it knew what to do. And this one, I feel like it was just a bit more meandering. Got lost a few times. And also, like, the jokes were, when they really did hit, they were hilarious. And I was, like, doubled over laughing. And other ones, I was like, oh, it's not really working or hitting home as hard.
Yeah, the stuff they could have maybe cut or tightened up in editing, maybe.
But I really
leave the good stuff.
I thought, like, Ryan Reynolds again was great. He's like Deadpool embodied, and, you know, there's really good cutscenes where he talks about end credit scenes where he's reviewing his past exploits in the superheroes genre and stuff like that. And it's still very funny. It's just some of the jokes didn't land. Josh Brolin's really good. Zazie Beetz is really good. All the cast. I'm really happy to see, like, Rob Delaney in there. But yeah, I rewatched the first one the other night, and I just felt like, you know, it was just a bit more
punchy.
He was cutting people's more heads. It was more gore, and he was cracking more jokes and things like that. It just felt a bit more how I imagine, like, a Deadpool movie. And this one still had those elements, but maybe just slightly toned down a little bit. Yeah. And maybe I feel like it's because it's done so well and they're trying to make it a bit more palatable for everybody.
Yeah.
But maybe it's also because, like, Wolverine's went and done a R-rated Marvel movie and they're trying to say, like, we're not just this, we're more than this. Maybe
I don't know whether, like, when the first one came out, it felt more out of the blue because you just had the kid-friendly Marvel before.
Yeah.
Whereas this time, we've had now 2 years in which we have had more adult-oriented films coming out. So this time, it's now competing against, like, a lot of other stuff. Like, when the first one came out, it was really, like, standing on its own. Whereas this time, it has more to compete with. But I think, yeah, definitely, like, a really solid sequel.
Yeah.
No, like, you'll definitely have a good time if you go see it. There's a lot of good jokes.
If you like the first one, you're going to like the second one. I really liked it. I would see it again. Just, like, minor things, I would say, as I'm here to critique it.
Yeah.
That I have issue with. But apart from that, like, it's really great. And I hope there's a third one. Because he's one of my favourite characters, and I'd definitely go and see it.
Yeah.
I've already got my money.
So that was our review of Deadpool 2. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back again very soon with more reviews.